See, the truthers are not going to be censored. They're going to speak the truth no matter what. And if you got platforms like YouTube and Facebook and all censoring people, then the truth is being removed from society. But don't think that Facebook is God or YouTube is God. God is allowing it. And so my conclusion is God is removing the people reject the truth, so he's removing the truth. Those people who speak the truth, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to stand up for your freedom to speak the truth. People don't want to stand up for the truth, so there's a famine in the land of truth, you know. There's nothing new. There's a famine in the land of truth. It's headed that way, is what it comes down to. Just like there was a famine in the land of jobs, now there's a famine in the land of workers. Businesses can't find workers. There's a famine in the land of truth, of workers. It's just continually moving. The price of food's going up. There's a famine in the land, even prices of food. Even though there's growth everywhere, the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. Man destroy it. The scarcity is because man is becoming more evil. And so grass is growing, trees are growing. Why is there a scarcity? Why is there a scarcity? Because the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. He creates his own. Mankind creates his own destruction. Even though there's food everywhere and there's water everywhere, man destroys his own self. Man destroys his own self because of the heart. And it's not only true in a nation, but it's true in a church, a home, a business. It's true in your own life. You destroy it. Your worst enemy is the enemy within. We are our own worst enemies. And if you can get a hold of that, the blame game stops and you start to fix the inner man.